Peah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph. This Mishnah will deal with the question of what to do when you find grain and there is some doubt as to whether or not it's grain that might have been from the leket of the field that fell down during the process of the katsira of the harvesting and really belongs to the aniyim. Chore hanemolim shebesoch hakama. If you find ant holes that have grain kernels inside of them, and they are besoch hakama, these ant holes are located in this area of the standing grain, or alternatively, some understand it to mean that it's at the stage of kama, it's before the harvesting has taken place. Harehen shel bal habayis, they belong to the bal habayis, to the owner, because they don't come from leket, either because it's before the harvesting took place, or if it's besoch hakama is understood as being within the standing grain, it's located where the harvesting has not yet happened. Therefore, it's presumed to come from grains that had just fallen down, or that the ant somehow got hold of, but it's not part of leket. Shalachar hakotzrim, however, if it's after it's already been harvested, or it's located in the area. Alternatively, it means when it's located in the area where the harvesters have already cut down the grain. So then, within the holes of the ant holes, it depends. Ho'el yonim la'aniyim, the upper grains, those we have to say belong to the aniyim, to the poor people. They could be from leket. Va'tachtonim shel balabayas, and the lower ones would be belonging to the balabayas. They are not leket. Now, the Yerushalmi explains what is Elyonim, what is Tachtonim, what are the upper and what's the lower, how do you tell the distinction? And that is to say the upper ones are white, meaning it looks like fully ripe kernels, and therefore those are the ones, the Elyonim, they belong to the Aniyim, because it would seem that they were cut down the grain, and therefore Leket always comes from fully ripe kernels. And the Tachtonim are the green ones, the ones that are still unripe, and those obviously fell down before the time of harvesting, and that's why they belong to the Baal HaBayis. And the reason they're referred to in the Mishnah as Elyonim, the upper ones and the lower ones, is because generally speaking, the green ones are found lower, and the white ones, the ones that are fully ripe, are found in the upper part of the hole. Comes along Rabbi Meir and says, no, Hakol Aniyim, everything in the holes of the Nemalim belong to the Aniyim. Shesafek leket leket, because anything that has a doubt or possibility of it being leket, we have to presume belong is leket, and that's learned out from a pasuk, la niva lager tazov, that you should an extra language of leaving it to them, that even when it's a suffek, we have to give it to them. Now the question is, if they are green ones, so why is there even a suffek? It would seem that it wouldn't even be a doubt. It certainly belongs to the Baal Bayis. It's certainly from unripe grains. So the reason for that is given in the Yerushalmi, that because e'efshel legaren lotzeis below yerukim, it's not possible to have a pile of grain or harvesting of grain that does not have some green unripe ones. Or even at the time of harvesting, even though generally speaking, it's all white and it's already fully ripe, but there are some unripe ones that are inevitably there, and therefore, even though you find green ones inside the holes of the ants, those green ones could very well be from something that came down at the time of katsira, at the time of harvesting, and therefore really belong to the aniyim. And since he has the principle of suffek leket leket, Rabbi Meir, you have to be machmir and presume that even those ones might belong to the aniyim.